Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 41 years of knocking out bumps. Say what? That's right. I've been knocking out all bumps for 41 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and award-winning boxing writer, and I'm knocking out all bumps for 41 years. Straight up, open phone lines around the planet. If you got something to say, I give you a shot. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Well, we'll talk about Arturo Gatti Jr., of course, and why hanging out in Mexico is not healthy. We'll talk about that. Of course, Tommy D will be here in a couple of minutes, but some of the other news going on. Boots Ennis will be fighting today, of course, a guy from Philadelphia, a guy that's supposed to be from the city of brotherly love. When you think about fighters from Philly, they were rugged. They fought all the tough guys, this and that. Not Boots Ennis. He's the exception to the rule here. I think he's looked for the soft way out all the way. At 147, he decided he wouldn't get undisputed, anything like that. He moved up to 154, unlike Terrence Crawford. Bottom line is, he's not of the milk of the ilk that Terrence Crawford is, and people think that he's like the next coming of Terrence Crawford. Believe me, he's not. Speaking of Terrence Crawford, no announcement on his future. Of course, not going to fight David Benavidez at 168 pounds, 170 pounds, 175 pounds. It doesn't matter. Both Benavidez and Crawford have nixed that fight. I mean, Crawford is just too small to fight Benavidez. When Benavidez gets in the ring, he's about 190 pounds, I guess, when he weighs 175. When he weighs 168, he's about the same. So the bottom line is he's just too big of a guy. Of course, David Benavidez is taking on Anthony Yardo November 22nd, live from Saudi Arabia. I think that's on Prime Cable, something like that. Bottom line is, there's no free cable anymore. I mean, remember ESPN? It's toast. Remember Showtime? That's sort of toast, too. Of course, you had to pay for Showtime. HBO, the greatest of the great, that ain't happening no more. So now we have garbage TV. We'll talk about that more with Tommy D. Of course, Tommy D stepping in for Socrates Palmer. Socrates Palmer, of course, got the day off. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Cut the cake courtesy of the AWB, 12 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You know it. Straight up, we'll take it to the Bronx to bring in the man who usually spends Sundays with us. Now he's here on Saturdays. I'm talking about Mr. Tommy D or Sir Thomas Dillenwith. I have to introduce him formally. How are you today, sir?
What's going on, Pedro? It's nice to be on a Saturday.
Yeah, it's always nice to be on a Saturday. Well, guess what? I guess Arturo Gatti Jr. found out that hanging out in Mexico wasn't healthy.
Yeah, very sad news.
Sad news, but the bottom line is, listen, when you have mental illness in the family, and it was in the family, I mean, there's no doubt about it. His father did the same thing down there in 2009, I think July 2009, down there in Brazil, of course. They tried to blame it on his then-wife, Amanda Rodriguez Gatti, and then they found out later it was impossible for her to have done it. He did it to himself. He whacked himself. This is a guy that drank a lot. I mean, we're talking about a guy that drank a lot. He drank I can keep saying it and saying it and saying it. He was never thirsty. Okay, he always had liquids in him. That's every time I saw him, he had a drink in his hand. That and the fact that he fought with his face. You know what I mean by that, Tommy D?
Yeah, I definitely know what he did, you mean by that. You know, he didn't really have any defense. He was an offensive fighter. He took a lot of punishment, and people loved him for it. I mean, people loved to see him fight and take punishment and get punishment back. He was in, you know, big fights, and you know, then he got this guy. I forget the trainer's name, where he started boxing a little bit more. Which added, you know, I think it added a couple more years to his career. McGurk, I think it was Buddy McGurk. And then, yeah, you know, when he outboxed Ward, Mickey Ward in the second and third fight, clearly, you know, it was a mismatch. And then until, you know, he fought Mayweather, and, you know, Mayweather was just definitely at another level. So, but yeah, Arturo Gatti, you know, great for selling out in Atlantic City. I mean, you know, people love to see him down there at you know, and Atlantic City hasn't been the same since.
You know, I think you got a point there. I saw his last fight. It was July 14, 2007, when he lost to Alfonso Gomez inside the distance. Of course, Alfonso Gomez of TV contender fame, of NBC fame. But the bottom line is, you know, when you took as much punishment as he had, you just, I mean, it's incalculable. You can't calculate it. You just can't. And the fact he did it for an extended period of time, and, you know, I mean, the wars, they just all add up. And then underneath that, there must have been some mental illness because the suicide came on. And, of course, and then the son followed in the suicide. It reminds me of Mike and Eddie Graham. I don't know if you know that they were. They were wrestlers down there. Mike was the president of the NWA at one time, and I think his son Eddie Graham, or Mike and Eddie, bottom line, his father and son, they committed suicide. The three Von Erich brothers, they committed suicide. Mike committed suicide in April 1987. Chris Von Erich committed suicide in 1991, and Kerry Von Erich killed himself in February of 1993. So, yikes, man! Suicide runs in families.
It's sad to say, but yeah, it kind of runs. I guess the mental illness there, and you know, who knows what's going on. You know, Gotti Jr., if I'm not mistaken, he was less than a year old when his father passed away, so he didn't really get a chance to really. 10 months, okay, yeah. So he didn't really get to meet his father, and you know, he only gets to, you know his father through what people tell him and through, you know, his fighting career and stuff, and maybe that influenced him to be a pro to box. He's 17 years old.
But. I'm sorry, but I didn't mean to interrupt you. You know who I'm really feeling for here? I'm feeling for the mother, Amanda Rodriguez Gotti, okay? Let me tell you what stone she had, what intestinal fortitude, what a brave woman she was. When they when it first went down there in Brazil, they thought, "Wow, she killed him." I mean, and then they realized, you know, the investigators, and they were a couple hours later realized it was impossible for her to have done it. So he did it to himself. He killed himself. But anyway, she wanted to raise her son in around the Arturo Gotti family. Okay, so she moved to Canada. She moved the kid to Canada. She lived in Canada. I mean, bottom line is, she tried. I mean. She did everything she could, and now her son commits suicide after her husband committed suicide. I mean, you got to feel for that woman. You really have to. I mean, and the cops, at first, cops thought she was a murderer. They grabbed her and they cuffed her up, I think.
I remember that. That was in Brazil. Yeah. They thought that she could, and then a lot of people believed it, if I remember correctly, until they kind of proven that she could not, you know.
Well, when his brother Joe Gotti, when I called Joe Gotti on the phone after this all went down, I got a hold of his number and this thing, called him on the phone a couple of years after he had done this, and he said to me, "Listen, I think my brother killed himself." He goes, "There's no doubt about it in my mind that he killed himself." So with Joe Gotti going that way, I felt that. Well, I felt, you know, the cops got it right.
Yeah. No, they definitely did. It's just... You know, for her to do that, she would have needed. She couldn't do it by herself physically. She would have needed help if that was the case. And I just, you know, I didn't buy into it.
And here's what's up: they had a doorbell cam on the doorbell, a live cam. Nobody came or went.
Yeah, so it was impossible.
So it wasn't somebody breaking in the house or anything like that. But they tried. They tried. The cop, Brazilian cops, grabbed her at first, man. And I said to myself, "Man, this is good. This is heavy." And then, of course, they released her. And of course, most people still look at her with a snake eye.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
that's messed up. And then now she's got to go through this now, and she has to, you know, bury her son now. That's just very sad and tragic.
You know what?
Can I ask a question, though? I ask a question? You know, I mean, speaking of Arturo Gotti, you know, he was a great... I thought he was a great entertainer, great performer.
Good point.
Good fighter, but he made the Hall of Fame. Do you agree that he belongs in the Hall of Fame?
He made the Hall of Fame with his face. Face fighting. I'm not into face fighters, bro. I'm just not. I mean, look at me. After 52 amateur fights, you don't see any scratches on me or anything like that. I mean, that's just yikes, man. You don't fight with your face. He fought with his face for a long time. They dug it on HBO because, you know, the people love the white guy slugging it out, especially the Italian guy in Atlantic City. And he did sell out the Atlantic City auditorium, that big, he sold out a few times, okay, there's no doubt about it. Every time he came to town, he nearly sold it out. And then when we were on the Atlantic City Strip, he used to cruise back and forth. He had three fine broads in a BMW convertible. The top was down. He's drinking. They're driving. He's sitting on the back, you know, up on the back of the car. He's like, Atlantic City, he owned Atlantic City, man. I never seen a guy with such a chick magnet in Atlantic City. I really didn't. He was
what, you know, Xander Zayas and Tito were in New York City, and Miguel Cotto in New York City. He was that in Atlantic City. I mean, he stole tickets.
Whoa, time out. Did you just say Xander Zayas?
In New York City.
he couldn't sell out the Fell Forum. He didn't. The last time he fought, how many people did he draw?
Well, they had him fighting in the Hulu Theater, and that was pretty much almost a sellout.
That's because. And did he sell out the Hulu Theater?
Honestly, I don't know.
No, he didn't. That's my point. He didn't sell out. So you're going to put him in the big arena and have it be half empty?
All right, fine. You got it, Pedro. That was a bad acknowledgement.
I finally scored over Tommy D. Let's go to a break. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't happen often. Take the date down.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
23 and a half minutes past hour. This is the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget the Sunday edition, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and that's 2 p.m. Eastern time on many of these same channels, straight up live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and of course, twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, as I am broadcasting as I speak. Straight up, Boots Ennis, 34 and zip, 30 KOs. Fighter out of Philadelphia. Yet when I think of Philadelphia fighters, I think of Boots Ennis. I sort of need Viagra to get up to watch Boots Ennis. Why is that the case?
Because he doesn't fight. He hasn't fought anybody worth anything. He hasn't fought the top guys yet. He's fighting guys that he's supposed to beat. And then he had two fights with a guy named Karen. And he didn't look very impressive over that guy. And we don't know much about him. By the way, I just found out that Karen has a fight today too, which is crazy. He's fighting nobody. But he's actually been active, he's fighting this guy, Lima Beans or Lima something, and yeah. you know, from Portugal. He seemed like he's going to be gamed, but to me, it just looks like another total mismatch. You know, it's a guy that couldn't make weight at 147, pretty much starving himself. Now he's moving up to 154, taking yet another so-called tune-up. And, you know, there's guys there at 154. There's a lot of killers there at 154, in my opinion, and he's not fighting any of them. So it's hard to get up to see this guy fight. I do think he passes the eye test, right? What I mean by that, he looks good in the ring against certain competition. I can see the skill set there. But when you go up in levels and competition, that's where you know whether the guy is really good or not good. And he's not giving that to him.
And you know what? It takes the intestinal fortitude. It takes some stones. I'm not talking about stones the size of a hamster in order to step across that line, because it's the same thing in a fight when you're losing. When you're losing a fight, you've got to step across that line to gamble. Mm-hmm. In other words, you've got to be willing to do that. And, of course, well, I think Canelo Alvarez, of course, he voluntarily lost to Terrence Crawford. I mean, Crawford was beating him, but the bottom line is he never did anything out of desperation at all.
Absolutely, and that's something that we've seen before when it comes to Canelo and his corner, you know, and his corner gets a lot of praise and then doesn't get enough criticism for, you know, those Flintstone vitamins.
I'm glad you brought up the Flintstone vitamins. We're talking about performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, these people, like, how many fighters have tested positive? Eight?
Seven or eight guys.
And let me interrupt you real quick. The last one, the WBC gave him a pass. Did you see that?
That's it. That's insane. They said he took it by mistake. How can you prove that he took it by mistake? You know, maybe if it was a different fighter in a different camp with a different trainer, you know, but the guys had seven or eight guys in there.
No, I get that. But the last guy, come on, man. I mean, you know.
That's insane.
He was Mexican. And, I mean, come on. Yes. This spit with an H is not coincidental.
No, and it's not cool, and it's not fair. You know, these guys are punching each other in the face and the head, taking a lot of punishment. People can die in the ring, and, you know, guys going in there and juicing and taking performance enhancement drugs, it's not cool. Give guys passes and, you know, no investigation into it, too. Like, how is there not an investigation into any of those fighters in that camp? It's just... it's mind-boggling. You know, we're not talking baseball and football here, and football's another violent sport. We're talking about a combat sport where guys are juicing. That's not cool, man.
Well, I mean, you don't think...
Well, that's another thing, and we spoke about this plenty of times, and I think you break it down better than anybody that I've ever heard, you know, about, you know, guys taking hits to the head on the mat.
On the mat, and once they're concussed, they allow it to continue. That's my point.
Yes.
When you do double concussions and triple concussions on top of each other, on top of the initial concussion, that's how people get severe brain damage, a.k.a. Yep. CTE.
Yeah, I agree 1,000%. And, you know, something's got to be done. I don't know with the rules, but they got to
Don't take this the wrong way, White America, but this is Dana White privilege. And what I mean by that is if Dana White wasn't blowing Donald Trump all the time, when Donald Trump wasn't blowing Dana White, I think this stuff would be illegal. I just think it would. I mean, I mean, if they're willing to modify professional football, you know what I'm saying? They've got to be willing to modify the UFC and MMA. You can't hit guys when they're down. And once they're concussed, the referee needs to wave it off just like they do in a boxing match.
Yes, I agree 1,000%.
No, but they want the carnage. I mean, they want that limp body stuff.
They want you know, Rome Empire, you know, gladiator stuff. That's what they want. You know, they want thumbs up, thumbs down, whether they kill them or not. That's what they want. You know.
You know what's funny is that most of these bloodthirsty fans couldn't lick a stamp if you wet their tongue.
I didn't say it. You did.
I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you the truth. I mean, you know, have you ever been to a UFC fight?
I agree 1,000%.
I mean, these people are yelling for blood, 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 and you know, knockouts and blood. I mean, yikes, man. I mean, listen. At first, I thought the UFC was going to be on some type of maybe an alternative to boxing. Boxing would be A and UFC would be B. I never thought we'd come to a world where the UFC is A and now boxing is B. You think I'm right saying that?
I think lately, in the last couple of years, it has been. You know, they're selling out everywhere they go. You know, they are putting their top guys versus their top guys, right? There, you know, you barely see mismatches, you know, like in boxing. You know, boxing, we're not getting the fights we want.
No, I get that, but here's what's up. The thing with that is, you can't take death fights after death fights and that stuff, and Dana puts you in death fight after death fight if Dana don't like you, if you ain't got the right complexion or the connection, you know what I'm saying, and Dana just puts you to war each time. This is how they win out every time, bro. Nobody can last long enough to make any real money.
No, and they're not making real money even if they're the supposed stars. The percentages that they're getting compared to the ticket sales is ridiculous. It's not even... It's unfair. Let's put it that way. It's not even close to being fair.
Okay, hold on. USC last week at T-Mobile Arena, October 4th, did 19,000 people. September 28th in Australia did 12,000 people. San Antonio, Texas, September 13th, 2025, 18,000 people. September 6th, Accor Arena in Paris, France, 15,000 people. April 16th, United Center, Chicago, Illinois, 20,000 people. You know, I don't like the dude, but he must be doing something right if he's packing in places like this.
Well, we just said it earlier. People want to see blood and guts. They want to see people get beat to death. I mean, and you know, I don't like to say beat to death sounds very bad, but that's the reality of it.
Exactly, because I'm telling you, listen, you don't see these guys, these UFC fighters, post-fight fighters, with the exception maybe of Daniel Cormier, you see him on television. With the exception of him, you don't see these guys. You don't see Chuck Liddell. Chuck Liddell sounds like he's got a mouthful of gum. Okay, and, I mean, he's just bad. I mean, a lot of these guys, man. I mean, in Rampage Jackson, he's like showing the signs. Of course, his son. What do you think of it? His son pleaded not guilty this week to that crazy wrestling attack.
Jackson's son?
Yeah. What's your
Yeah, that, I mean, he has no choice to plead not guilty, but he's 1,000% guilty. Mm. And what's crazy is that his father helped line him up to probably get put away, and you know, he's gonna do time.
Well, his father said he deserves time.
Yeah. You know, so. And what's funny is that, you know, they're going to go back to the recordings that his father's made. I don't know if you've seen it or heard it, where he's talking about his two sons that, you know, he's got four sons, I think, or four kids, two of them with an Asian lady and then two of them in America, and that he saved up money for the two Asian kids to go to college, and the other two kids he saved up for to bail them out. And then he says, you know, don't mess with me. You got it. No lie. And I was shocked to see that. And I was just like, wow, like he saved money for the college for the two kids, the Asian kids, and then the two kids he has here in America. He said, yeah, I got money put away to bail them out because something he explained it. And he said, and then he said, don't mess with his son, Roger. I guess that's his name, Roger. He said, please don't mess with him because, you know, he's going to do something or whatever. So they're definitely going to use that in court.
OK,
you know, so
back to Dana. I mean, holy cow, he's going to be in Brazil tonight. He's going to be in Canada next week. He's in United Arab Emirates October 25th. I mean, yikes, man. I mean, USC Apex, he's back there for that little TV show November 1st, November 8th. Then he's back at the Garden November 15th. I mean, good Lord, man. As much as I don't want the guy to succeed, here I am having to admit it.
People want to see it, and people don't want to see, you know, the boxing. That's why a lot of the boxers, I mean, boxers, people that actually box, not trade with you, you know, are not getting the recognition I feel they deserve because it's a lost art. People don't appreciate the art of boxing anymore, okay. You know. And then the prices are too much. Listen, I wanted to bring this up.
Hey, wait, time out. The UFC tickets are through the roof, and yet people are paying for them.
People are paying for
big money for the UFC tickets. Is that another example of white privilege? Dana White privilege. You know, every time I put Tommy D on the spot here, when he goes, I'm going to say, okay, Tommy D, I get it.
This is what happens on Saturday shows, I guess.
No, this is what happens on Sunday shows usually.
Yeah, that is true.
Saturday shows are really smooth. See, I've got boxing's PhD on Saturday, so I just let him just basically, you know, roll and do his thing. I have to challenge you toe-to-toe, go back and forth. I take a few on the chin, this and that. You know, good thing I got a good chin with you.
Yeah, but I got a good chin as well. You got me earlier in the program, so.
Okay. So Asuma Lima is a 23-1 underdog.
What is it? The quote that you say he's got two chances, slim and none,
and Slim's out of the country.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. In Philadelphia too, his hometown. You know, I would like to see him, you know, at least put up, you know, some type of performance where you say, oh, this guy is actually something or whatever. But I don't think we'll see.
You know, what would be a better fight for Jaron Ennis than this guy? Eddie Hearn.
Eddie.
I mean, come on. Eddie. That's the guy I really want to see get smacked, don't you?
Yeah.
Wait, a little Eddie delayed response there. Is there a delayed response on the Skype, or is Tommy D on heroin today? What's up?
No, because Eddie Hearn is a character, and I like Eddie Hearn at times, and then there's times I don't like Eddie Hearn.
Wouldn't you like to see him get slapped like Dana White's TV show?
I would.
Oh!
I would like
to. Oh!
I would. I think him and Dana White are going back and forth too.
You know, and let's go. Let's talk about that slap thing or that slap show on TV. That's the most dangerous spit. When I say spit on a show, I mean spit with an H. But that's the most of all the stuff that I've seen. That's the most dangerous because that's an instant concussion.
Yeah, that's another program. And is that Dana White's?
That's Dana White.
Yeah, that's enough. That's brutal.
Brutal. I mean, and hey, here's what's up. You know who wins? The guy that does the slapping first.
Most of the time, yeah.
Is it coincidence? No.
It's just brutal. I just don't know how they, you know, this is what people like. People want to see violence. I mean, it's the Roman Empire again. It's gladiators. That's exactly what they're trying to bring back. You know, eventually, you know, we're gonna have a showcase where people sign off and say, all right, let's fight with swords or.
Good way to end the segment. Straight up, Tommy D, I appreciate you, man. Have a good time tomorrow. Hug your daughter. Are you going to a wedding? What's up?
Well, my brother's getting married tomorrow.
All right, well, your brother's getting married. Have a great day. I got to run because we're 5 seconds from a straight break. But congratulations to your brother. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Some of the TV action going on. Of course, we're talking about Jaron Ennis and Usama Lima. Of course, that's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That is got a co-feature as well. Alexis Barrera and Guido Vianello. That's going to go down on DAZN from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Dave Allen versus Arlancic Baharik. Something like that. Anyway, bottom line is Josh Padley's on the undercard versus Reese Bellotti. That's coming to us from Sheffield, the UK. So that probably earlier today on DAZN as well, of course. And then DAZN's going to go with Karen. We mentioned Karen a little bit earlier. Of course, he lost twice to Boots Ennis. Lost like 11 rounds to one the first time, 12 rounds to zip the first time, 11 to one the second time. Bottom line is it wasn't a contest. But Karen, whatever Karen's name is going to take on Joel Malafit. That's going to be on DAZN as well. Of course, that's 1 p.m. Eastern. That's still going on right now. Of course, Sunday, the 12th, Yoenel Hernandez versus Carlo Muhammad Rodriguez coming to us from Hollywood, Florida. And that is going to be on some type of cable. Not saying exactly what it is right now. But straight up, boxing is, and Danny Garcia, my buddy, Danny. I can't believe it. I was like blown away by this. Danny Garcia, like 37-4 off the top of my head, 37-4, something like that. 37-4, one stoppage, of course, 21 KOs, of course, as a winner. And of course, he's a winner as far as his investments are concerned. I mean, the guy was a smart dude. He invested most of his money in real estate. Real estate went through the roof. As far as Philadelphia, it was there more power to him. He's worth a lot of money. He's been a boxing promoter as well one time. But the bottom line is he wants to come back. It's going to be in Brooklyn, New York, against Danny Gonzalez at the Barclays Center. Going down, of course, it's going to be October 18th. And I'm not a fan of guys coming back, especially guys that have made money. I mean, if you made enough money and you walked away and you can still spell your name, you're a fortunate dude. You don't realize how fortunate you are. So you're going to test it some more? Why? Because out of greed? I mean, obviously, Danny Garcia, you're never going to excel to the levels that you had prior, before. You're just not going to. And plus, I didn't think you were that good to begin with. I thought you were fortunate. I thought you maybe won a couple of fights. Because of favorable judging and nice promoters and things like that, good matchmaking. I thought you were a tool of good matchmaking. But at the end of the day, do I consider you a great fighter, a Hall of Fame fighter? Hell no. Bottom line is, not even really that good of a fighter in my mind as far as pound for pound is concerned. Of course, straight up, what do I really think of Tommy D? Of course, Tommy D lost to Arisani Lara the last time. Arisani Lara is a real dude. He quit in the ninth round. But Arisani Lara is a guy that's really been a weird dude because he was a Cuban. He still is a Cuban. But he was a Cuban national. And when he came over here at first, I mean, he ran around rings. He used to stink to join out. People would boo him. He got booed. Every time I went to see him, he got booed. Every time I went to see him, he got booed. Then I guess he got old and he couldn't run no more. Now all of a sudden he started to knock people out and win knockouts. The last 5 of the last 6 fights have been by KO. Well, that's not bad. I mean, for a guy that was a runner and this and that, bottom line is, Lara was a good fighter. Of course, Lara was another guy, I think, that got the shaft instead of the penthouse suite when he fought Canelo Alvarez. I mean, he got the shaft. He won that fight. No doubt about it. He won that fight. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. They're talking now about Jake Paul. Get this. Jake Paul. Oh, man, this is getting me sick. But Jake Paul is going to fight the world heavyweight champion. They're going to try to exchange this for 2027. I'm not kidding you. 2026. I'm not kidding you. Why would they want to do this? Because Oleg Usyk can make all kinds of money beating up a guy like, I mean, me or Daniel in the other room would put up a better fight than that guy. I mean, just would. I mean, we can fight better than Jake Paul. Jake Paul couldn't lick a stamp U.S. So Jake Paul couldn't spell fight if you put the letters on a piece of paper and told him to put it together. He just couldn't. And people try to say, well, make up for him. Well, he draws. Yeah, he draws. I haven't figured that spit out yet neither. Have you? I mean, what does he draw for? He doesn't have the talent. Why is he drawing these millions of people to watch him box on TV, Netflix and pay-per-view and things like that? Why is he making the money that he's making? How come? I mean, he's got no talent. but yet he's making money. Straight up, Sebastian Fedora, the WBC 154-pound champion, of course, 6'5" guy that appeared on the show a few years ago when I went to Mexico City and met him at the WBC convention. He is out. His fight with Keith Thurman is postponed. Of course, he's got a hand injury. And, of course, people say that's BS. The tickets tickets for the fight aren't selling. I don't know if they would do that. Television money is all about tickets right now. I mean, put it this way. It's almost more important than tickets. If you've got a television guarantee, you're probably cool. No doubt about that. Straight up. But this is Ring Talk Live World. Back to Dana White. Gotta mention Dana White. Why do I keep saying that? But, you know, Dana White is rocking and rolling. I mean, he's got this fight card going on tonight. October 11th, of course, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Farmacia Arena, of course, on top. Charles Oliveira and Massimi Gamrot, something like that. G-A-M-R-O-T. Jim Rott. Something. How about Jim Rott? I'll call him Jim Rott. Anyway, Devinson for Figueiredo taking a hit on Montel Jackson. Nobody on the card that stands out. But then again, Dana's got these guys. He's got more guys than he can imagine. I mean, he really is. He is the only fight game in town. Bellator is gone. I don't see Bellator around anymore. I don't see any other major MMA or full contact type of things. I mean, that bare knuckle boxing stuff's still going on, but that's not me. I tell you about the time they offered me a gig doing that, and I said, no thanks, couldn't do it. No, bare knuckle boxing is just not my forte. There's no doubt about it. I mean, when I look at the not that it's that brutal. It's not the brutality. It's the fact that it just damages guys' faces. It just does. I mean, why do you want to bust up a guy's face? In other words, back to that what Tommy D talked about earlier, the bloodthirsty fan, the Roman days where, you know, when you throw people and fight lions, that kind of stuff. They want to see people fight to the death. I don't know. You're not doing this. That's what it is. You're not doing it. And when you see the NFL on TV, you say, oh, that guy, he pushed out of that hit. Well, you don't see it. You don't realize what's happening. Gene Washington was an all-pro wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers. He was also president of the NFL Players Association. He did some TV work on different cable networks, this and that. And I did some radio with him one time, you know, and I said to him, you know, every time you caught the ball, you fell down. He was number 18 for the SF 49ers for like 10 years, all pros, I said. But every time he caught the ball, he fell down, every time. And I couldn't figure it out why. And then I asked him, I said, you know, I've been thinking about this for a long time. I said, every time you caught the ball, you fell down. He goes, I said, why? He goes, the reason why I fell down? I go, yeah. He goes, that's the reason why I'm here today. I said, what are you trying to say? He goes, if I hadn't fallen down, if I had taken hits on all those times, he goes, I'd be marshmallows as far as my brains were concerned. He just was. You don't realize it, but boxing and football are about the same way. And, you know, he mentioned the fact that, and Larry Merchant brought this up as well. Of course, Larry Merchant was a guy that played college football, got buzzed, but and they had a hit, said he saw stars and that kind of good stuff. But, you know, taking punishment in boxing and MMA and sports in general, of course, it's just, how can I put it? You want to try to minimize it, but you don't want to try to P-U-S-S-Y the sport. You don't want to pussify the sport. You don't want to do that, okay? And you don't want to pussify MMA. And you don't have to. If you take away the ground and pound, the fact that you can't hit guys when they're down, you just can't. If you want to go get on them and do a headlock or a chokehold or something, whatever you want to do, but you can't hit guys when they're down. There's no way to defend against that. Absolutely. And I told you, the only thing that absorbs those punches when they're down or the kicks when they're down or those elbows or those forearms when they're down is the brain. Is it really worth it? I mean, you don't see these guys at the end, 5-6 years later. You don't see them. I see them once in a while. And I'm going to mention some of the names. There's some Northern California guys that fought MMA. And when I see them every now and then, they sort of talk a little funny or their eyes aren't right. Of course, I told you about this before, the neurological damage done by contact sports. I've noticed this in both football, MMA, and boxing is that when a guy looks at you, and both eyeballs looking at you, right, but one eye's cockeyed. When the guy's cockeyed, that's the sign of neurological damage. Or maybe that's the precursor to CTE. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But I'm telling you the obvious. I mean, when you hit guys when they're down, the brain's the only thing absorbing the punch. And why do you want to do that? Dana White, why would you want? I mean, that really doesn't make your sport any more exciting. It makes it more deadly, maybe. More. I mean, the increases the chances of tragedy. And obviously, the tragedy down the road, you don't seem to care about because you don't have any pension plan or anything like that for these guys. Of course, you've done this to the point where I want to talk about this again. I want to talk about prostitutes and pimps in San Francisco when I was a cop back in the 80s, okay? Bottom line is I knew pimps that had hoes. That's what they called them. These are my hoes, okay? But the bottom line is these guys couldn't get away with giving their house where Dana White gives his house. Why do I say that? Because Dana White's fighters make about 5 to 10% of the total purse. In the NFL, the players get about 55 to 60%, okay? In boxing, they get a different percentage as far as the money's concerned. Big-time boxers, think about this. The Francis Ngannou, the UFC heavyweight champion, he told Dana White, he gave Dana White you see me on Twitch, the middle finger, and he said, you know what, screw you, I'm going somewhere else. He went and signed another contract. Of course, he fought Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua. He made $18 million in two fights. He sold out Madison Square Garden, sold out Madison Square, not the little one that Alexander Zayas couldn't sell out, the big one. The big arena. He sold out the big arena. It was like a $7 or $8 million gate, and he got $500,000. That was his, I kid you, $500,000. Of course, he went over to boxing, fought Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua, had the controversial fight with Tyson Fury, got licked like a stamp by Anthony Joshua. But he made $18 million. $18 million. You know what? And fighting for Dana, he would have had to fight like, 20 or 30 times to get that kind of money. Think about that, 20 or 30 times. Yet this guy fights twice, makes the kind of money. So what I'm trying to tell you is that Dana is a legal pimp. Back to what I was saying about hoes and pimps in San Francisco. If you told a girl in San Francisco, listen, you got to go sleep with this guy for $100, okay? So you go sleep with the guy for $100, and you come back with $100, and the pimp takes $90. The girl's going to say, listen, man, you know what? I'm going to save my $10 and get on the first bus to Cleveland. I'm out of here. There's no doubt about it. I mean, nobody's going to stick around for those type of work conditions. But in the world of mixed martial arts and Dana White gets away with it. And I think it's back to this Dana White privilege. I mean, I'm not the first guy to come up with that line. But it's Dana White privilege. The fact that he's blowing the president, bringing the president to different events. Of course, the UFC is going to hold an event, I believe, on the White House lawn. That's what they're going to do next year. So, yikes. I mean, I'm just not a big fan of Dana White, although I'm a big fan of the way he promotes things. Of course, Dana White's going to go with the White House, looks like June 14, 2026. As far as his upcoming cards are concerned, he's got a UFC fight card scheduled in Vancouver, British Columbia, October 18th. He's got a card back in Dubai on October 25th, 2025, November 1st, November 8th. I mentioned earlier he's back at the Apex Center, that small arena. He does the TV shows there in Las Vegas, Nevada, Paradise, Nevada, to be exact. Of course, and he's back at the Garden November 15th, November 22nd, the day that Kennedy got killed. He's in Qatar. Back to the T-Mobile Arena. Looks like Las Vegas is going to go down UFC 323 December 6th, December 13th, UFC Apex Center. And, of course, the card that's scheduled for the White House, June 14th, 2026. I mean, that's quite an agenda for Dana White. There's no doubt about it. And all these places are going to sell 15,000, 20,000 seats. So I guess he's doing the right thing. He's just doing it the wrong way. You don't have to kill people to make money. You don't. If you were a pimp, you wouldn't put girls in unsafe conditions. You know what I'm saying? Right? You wouldn't put your girls in unsafe conditions. So as a promoter, as an MMA promoter, you shouldn't put your fighters in unsafe conditions. In other words, I mean, this is preventable stuff. Not hitting people when they're down, that's very preventable. Think about that. That's all we got to do. Modify that one rule. And I'd be sort of, okay, then I could sort of like watch it a little bit more and appreciate it. Because when I see guys get hit like that, I say to myself, what are they thinking the next day? Speaking of the next day, before we go to a break here, I went to my high school reunion last week and I talked with some of the guys that played high school football when I was back in high school, okay? Of course, banging heads and that kind of good stuff. I asked them, did they have any residual effects from high school football, right? Two guys told me they have equilibrium problems in their 20s. Had them in their 20s. What from? High school football. Straight up, you are tuning to Ring Talk.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Time to go to the Twitch chat. Straight up, of course, house historian Frank 1961's in the house, as is Matt, main event Matt, comes from St. Louis, Missouri, of course. Of course, Frank 1961, Larry Fine. Who was he? He was the second stooge. That's why it was, you know, Curly and Moe, and of course there was, you know, Larry. And of course Larry takes away and be the third stooge, calling him 12. But the bottom line is the two brothers were related. Curly and Moe Howard were related. They were the Horwitz brothers, of course, Jerome and Moe Horwitz. And of course they were related to Shemp Horwitz, of course, for Shemp, the original third guy. Of course, he ended up doing his own thing as far as movies were concerned. But Larry Fine, born on October 5th, 1902, in Philadelphia. He took up boxing in his teens, and his father, a devout Jewish, he was like Hebrew to the bone. He didn't want his kid fighting. Just didn't want his kid fighting. He pulled him out after one professional fight. But the bottom line is, I think he went 1-0. Of course, Marvis Frazier, the son of Joe Frazier, born on this day on October 9th. Born October 9th, 1960. Of course, I never thought he was much. And when he fought a Bone Crusher Smith over in Richmond, California, I thought it was a bit of a ripoff and not a stone cold heist. I mean, come on, man. And of course, he got lit up by Mike Tyson. Like, no, Larry Holmes. Larry Holmes and Mike Tyson. Larry Holmes almost killed him. Remember that? Larry Holmes saying, let's stop this fight. But Joe Frazier didn't care. Joe thought that his kid can punch for some reason, and he tried to turn his kid into a puncher. It's like, that was like unbelievable. As an amateur, he was a good amateur. Talk about Marvis Frazier. He boxed, he moved around well, he threw combinations, not a big hitter, but you had to throw smoke if you were in Joe Frazier's camp, especially if you were Joe Frazier's kid. I would teach you how to smoke. You can't teach people how to punch. Classic example, Marvis Frazier. He couldn't punch very hard at all. Couldn't punch his way out of a paper bag as far as a heavyweight is concerned. Of course, he was a smallish heavyweight at that, but the bottom line is, I think Mike Tyson destroyed him, and of course, Larry Holmes. That Larry Holmes fight on the same card that, you know, Eric Martin was on that card. And of course, Eric Martin, the late Eric Martin, I saw his kid the other day walking down the street and didn't get a chance to say hello to his ex-wife. But the bottom line is, Eric the Prince Martin was the guy that main evented a few fights here in Northern California. He was my gym buddy, no doubt about that. He passed away when he didn't take care of himself health-wise. I want to mention this at the end of the show, because the bottom line is, you know, he was in good health. He looked like he was, you know, taking care of business, training guys and this kind of stuff. He was in the gym 5 days a week, but he wasn't taking care of his sugar levels. His sugar levels went through the roof, and Dr. Smith Ketchum, the athletic commission doctor here, told me, if you see Eric Martin, please have him call me right away. And the doctor said to me, he grabbed me by the shoulder, he goes, have Eric call me right away. I said, well, is there anything I can know? I can't tell you. But it turned out that Eric had sugar levels in the 300s and 400s. 300 and 400. It's almost like 100 or less, if like normal, right? Somewhere around there. But the bottom of it was up there in the 300 and 400. So I saw him, and I said to him, man, I said, please, you got to call Dr. Ketchum. He said, blood, let me do my thing. I'm not sick. I'll be fine. And right, 2 weeks later, he was a dead man. So what I'm trying to tell you is that, yeah, if you've got a chance to check on your medical status, do it. Get a blood test. Get one twice a year if you can. If you're over 40, get one twice a year. But if you're under 40, at least get one once a year. Get a complete blood work. Find out what's going on. The end of Dr. Fernandez's show. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget the Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time on these same channels. So next time, thanks to Frank. Thanks to the super dad in the other room. His mom's doing well. We're all cheering that, no doubt about that. Straight up, Ring Talk Live Worldwide is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.